Gunther will bring it in. Little drop, Kole Achiuwa to the front. Krause, she scores!
Lawson Krause scoring one of the five goals the Coyotes made last night before the final foghorn sounded at Mullet Arena, the final foghorn ever for the Arizona Coyotes. They did pull off a 5-2 win against the Edmonton Oilers to close out their 28-year history here in State 48. And it was a buzz last night, early at Mullet Arena. It was good to see them close strong before their final game and moving to Salt Lake City. Hence this chant last night. Salt Lake sucks. I don't blame Salt Lake. You know, they want a team, and you know, there's just, I guess, not enough support here right now for a team. I think there is. It's just, it's been a whole bunch of missteps and mishaps and all sorts of stuff that's gotten in the way of the Coyotes getting an arena. So a lot of fans described last night as bittersweet. I guess that's the bitter side, right? But ticket sales at Mullet Arena were out of control, really. They just skyrocketed. Some resale tickets went for as much as $10,000. I don't know if Coyotes fans, this Coyote fan, Wade Friesen, paid that much, but he saw the bookend games of the Coyotes franchise. He told KTAR last night that he was at the last Winnipeg Jets game in 1996 before the Winnipeg Jets moved to Arizona and became the Phoenix Coyotes. That's what they were then. And he got to see history repeat itself.
We were at the Winnipeg game. I get to watch the same franchise die twice. But hopefully Phoenix means rebirth, so we'll see what happens on the other end.
We'll talk a little bit more about a possible rebirth of the Coyotes in a second, but this was also bittersweet for players like Josh Doan. I can't imagine it would be more bittersweet for anybody than Josh Doan playing for the Coyotes, a team his dad played for years.
My dad, he came back tonight. I don't think the plan for him was to come back. He was set on being there for the rest of the year and being involved with the playoffs over in Toronto. And for him to come back and come out of his way and to do that shows how much it means to him. And I think to my sisters over there tonight, my mom, and obviously it'll be emotional for them. It's something that they've been a part of their whole lives. So obviously everything with it being up in the air is tough right now. And I think it's just kind of taking it day by day and seeing what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think anything's really up in the air at this point. The NHL board is going to vote today to approve that move. I'm just predicting it, and I don't think it's really much of a prediction. They will approve that sale to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith, who makes no bones about the fact that he's going to move that team to Salt Lake City. Alex Morello, who is the owner of the Arizona Coyotes, as they are today, could revive this franchise. That is a possibility. And Morello would have the rights to an expansion team if he can build a new arena within 5 years. So this might be a finale of sorts, but it's just only a finale of sorts for the Arizona Coyotes. Although I wonder if you know, everything that's gone back and forth and happened with this franchise, if you had an expansion franchise of the NHL back into the Valley, if they would rename it the Coyotes or go with something different. And if they went with something different, what would you go with, Patricia? Would you Scorpions?
In Utah?
No, here.
Oh, here.
Yeah, I think they're pretty settled in on the Yetis or something like that up there. But if we were to revive this franchise in a few years, I don't know.
Maybe the Arizona Swaros?
Sure, except the whole rest of the country and half of Canada would say Saguaro.
Yeah, well, we would teach them how to say it finally. Right. We would get it done.